Mo, we are WNST, AM 1570, Taos of Baltimore. We are Baltimore Positive, getting us through the holidays here from 25 to 26, from thinking we're not in the playoffs to maybe going to the playoffs, all of that happening. We're going to get the Maryland Crab Cake Tour back out on the road in January. I have a handful of candy cane cash. I smell the winnings and the scented tickets here. We had a $100 winner, and I'm wearing my Costas shirt because this is our lottery segment. And I got to get one that says Timonium on it, too. Although the winner was in Dundalk, established in 1971. We had a $100 winner on the scratch off, and we've had winners all over the place. And I'm bringing this guy on. And I didn't bring him on 2 weeks ago because he was the winner. And it's like a whole thing with our lottery guys. I mean, John Martin was sending me text saying, "You're welcome," because the Browns beat the Steelers to get the Steelers into this position. Seth Elkin, who is sort of my friend foil on the radio in real life, regarding all things Pittsburgh. I've been in his office. And look, we could turn this into a big trash talking segment here. We're going to do winners, holiday stories. The fact that my wife's upset that somebody in Arkansas won all that money last week on a Powerball, biggest $1.8 billion and all that stuff. But it's a big football game this week, dude. I don't know what to say. There's no trash talk between any Ravens and Steelers fan when we were 1-5 and buried out of the hole. Certainly not losing to the Steelers. Certainly not losing to the Bengals to say, "Ah, you lost to the Browns," because we got to play this week. And it's nerve-wracking being a Ravens person or Steelers person, right, Seth? I mean,
It's
be honest.
hard to trash talk when you don't know which team is going to show up in any given
You've
week.
trash
And
talked your own team more than anybody I know this year.
because we, you know, that's just it. We hold ourselves to a higher standard. And that's why the fan base is as frustrated as it is in Pittsburgh, because
It's
it's
just a
frustrating.
standard. It's the standard, right?
And you don't know what their standard lately has been, 9 or 10 wins. I think I was on with you maybe 6 or 8 weeks ago, and I said this is a 9 or 10 win team at that time. You know, when
What
we
did
were
you
in the
think of
middle,
the Ravens at the time?
and I think a lot of us thought that exactly what was going to happened, that the Ravens would come back and get back to a position to where that last game of the season would be meaningful.
Talent will win out in the end.
And unfortunately, the Steelers were in position to make it not a meaningful game, and decided not to do that.
Look, I know you
So,
work for the official state agency that does all things sports wagering and all that. I don't know how in the world they're favored with a backup quarterback in Pittsburgh against a Hall of Famer on the road. I'm just blown away by all of it. But the Derrick Henry thing and the running the ball thing and it has been. It's why people are so engaged in football and why half of your office is Pittsburghed up and why half of my life has been Ravensed up, honestly, right? It's what makes it fun. And I don't, it's the weirdest game, though, because of all that I said. Road game, Ravens are favored. Everybody expects the Ravens to win. Everybody's put, kicking dirt on the Steelers. Both of these teams have had their head coaches fired. They booed Renegade. They've emptied out of the state. Everybody's angry. And then somebody's playing a playoff game at home next week and might win and be playing 2 weeks from now. So, I look at it and say it is a week-to-week league, and both fan bases have felt really not good about their teams and could one of these fan bases, at least, nobody's going to feel good on Monday morning. I hope it's you and not me. But there is a thing where, you get in the playoffs and, I mean, you got a Hall of Fame quarterback. You'd have a home game if you're Pittsburgh in Baltimore. Maybe you get Lamar Jackson back. Maybe you get Lamar Jackson back this week. Who knows? But there is, I don't know. There's always hope when you're in the playoffs for me. That's just how I feel about it, man.
I think it's an uphill climb for the Steelers given the circumstances. They don't have anybody to throw the ball to, which was obvious in the game against Cleveland. DK Metcalf is still suspended. Darnell Washington is out for the year. He had surgery on his arm, broken arm, so he's gone. And you don't have anybody to throw the ball to. They won't throw the ball off the field.
Jackson, dude. Come on, man. Come on, man. The TJ Watt thinks you. I mean, dude, I'm with you. I mean, both of these teams don't look the way they were envisioned to look back in the spring and the
No,
summer in
absolutely not.
regard to. But that being said, if they each had a win more or 2 wins more, if the pinky inky, Isaiah likely thing happened, I don't know when the Steelers came close to winning and lost. That they did the other day. They were down on the goal line. So all I'm saying is, if they had a win or two more, we'd look at this and say, and the loser had to go home because they only had 10 wins and 10 didn't get you in. Let's just say it was like that, right? I don't know that will matter next week if somehow the Steelers win on a field goal late or just something, like fumbles, things that happen. We're playing with our backup quarterback. But it makes it, you know what I would say? What would you give to have one Pirate playoff game or one Oriole playoff, right? I mean, on the other side of this, to get a playoff home game, it's still, you've earned something. And that
It's
goes for Tomlin or Harbaugh, I don't, either way.
a big deal. It's playing for a lot. It's exactly which the position that you want to be in coming down to the end of the season. But well, the unease that I think I have as a Steelers fan, and that a lot of the fan base has, is that I don't know whether the team that played Detroit and shut down Detroit's running game is going to show up, or the team that played Buffalo and look like they had never seen a counter play before in their lives is going to show
How
up.
about the team that beat Baltimore a couple weeks ago? How about that one?
Maybe that team shows up. Who knows?
Yeah,
I
I don't
don't.
know.
You're right. It's a week-to-week league, but you would like to see if you're going to have confidence in your team. Or certainly if you're going to have more confidence than what I'm expressing to you right now, you want a team that is not so wildly inconsistent,
You
and
know, the
that's
thing of it is,
who the
at this
Steelers
point,
are.
Ravens fans are very confident right now. Like, oh, we're just going to go up there with our backup quarterback, steal their lunch, walk out. Did you see him play last week? They lost to the Browns. I'm like, have you seen our team play? You know what I mean? So Seth Elkin is here. This is why we don't bet on it. This is why we play the Maryland Lottery games of
There
chance
you
and
go.
fun. I have had a good time with the scratch offs. I still have a holiday scratch off here. It's a nice lucky batch. I know you've had winter stories and all sorts of things, but like literally, as we went to press today with this here in 2025, you randomly have people walk into your office who win 50 grand and take pictures, and it's so uniquely holiday oriented that you want to tell me about it. And I actually have a picture, and this literally is a shoot interview. If we had done this interview this morning, we wouldn't know about it, right? Literally.
Yeah, this just happened this morning as you and I are talking. We had a group of 14 Frederick Public School employees who had put their money together while that Powerball jackpot was building up. And at various times during the jackpot roll, they had as many as 25 people that had put money in to buy tickets together. And it turned out that they had 14 of them that contributed for tickets for the Christmas Eve drawing. That was the
All right, here
drawing
we
with
are.
the
Here they are. I got them up here right now.
that
There
was
they
the
are.
They bought their tickets on December 23rd for the Christmas Eve drawing. That was the drawing that produced the $1.8 billion jackpot win in Arkansas. And that night, this group that you're seeing right there, if you're watching on the YouTube or on the Baltimore Positive website, you're seeing the photo of the group that won $50,000 together. They
So
call
all
themselves
14 of them drove in together. This is the
they.
whole group, right?
And
This is
this is
everybody?
the fun part of this. When we do have groups that play together, we always people ask us, especially when the jackpots are rolling
I'm
and we
trying to
get
figure out who the science teacher is and who the
they
math.
people will ask, how do we claim as a group? What do we do? And we tell them, hey, it'd be good if you let us know in advance when you're coming, because we'd be ready for you, because it does take time. Every person in that group's got to fill out paperwork and it's got to be processed to be part of the claim. And we did not know that these folks were coming, but that's okay. It was a bit of a surprise this morning,
They
but
look happy, Seth. They look very happy.
they were all smiles, as you can see, and it's a good time.
So
It's
just I'm doing a quick math, 14 divided by 50 with a little bit of juice and this and that. Making a weekend of Ocean City out of
it's
it.
and I
It'll
think
be a good time, you
it
know?
emphasize well you good time is right. I think it emphasizes the thing that we always talk about with lottery games, that you play for fun, play for enjoyment, play as a form of entertainment. And part of the way to do that is, especially when these big jackpots come up, we see this happen a lot, is you'll have these groups that put their money together, and it'll be coworkers or friends or relatives that play together, and it becomes a social activity instead of something that you're doing on your own. And that's a way to keep it fun, and that's a way to play responsibly and engage responsibly with lottery games. So we're
That's
glad
as
that they
good a
were able to
story as
do
I've
that.
had this year. That makes me smile because, like, I'm looking at the team. I love all my teachers. I had a couple of teachers on Acostas. Mr. Statham was taught 59 years in Baltimore County, and Mr. Shulin taught 46 years. And I brought them onto the show Acostas. So it's apropos that school teachers won, and I would just say this is my free shout out to Frederick and the mayor of Frederick, who comes on the show from time to time. They got a baseball team now. Take some of that winning, all 14 of you, and go down to the bakehouse early in the morning before the lines and before they sell out, and get some of the most delicious pastries that in the state of Maryland. I would just say that. That's my joint, bakehouse in Frederick. Line up now. If I won a couple of grand as a teacher, I'd spend $20 on croissant. That's all I would do. And maybe some muffins. Cookies too. Don't forget the cookies.
Lots of fun when you get a group that comes in, because invariably there's always a story of, somebody texted somebody, "Hey, we won," and the word
Now,
started
hold on.
spreading.
There were 25, so like 11 of the teachers weren't in the win, right?
That weren't
So
part of it,
hey,
yeah.
I'm hearing you loud and clear. People really win. This is why you got to get in on it when you're in on it. Seth Elkin is here. I'm trying to be nice to him this week because, I mean, he kind of came on thinking this is going to be that Howard Cosell, Oscar Madison turn in The Odd Couple this week. But I don't think either one, we don't have any energy to even like brawl with each other as Ravens and we don't, right? Like,
It's been an
it's been that
exhausting
kind, it's been
season.
exhausting. You know what I mean? When it's over, wake me and all of that. It's kind of like, some of we have Raven scratch offs, we have things getting to the end, I have the holiday thing, but we're going into the new year, and have I shared my Curly Neal picture with you?
I think you have. Yeah, I saw
Yeah,
it.
it was a couple weeks ago you were on this Harlem Globetrotter thing. I always hear the Sweet Georgia Brown, I hear the whistle and all that. This is a fun thing that you guys are doing here. It's sporty, but it's more interesting to me than Jurassic Park or some of the other competitions we've had, Game of Thrones and things. The Harlem Globetrotters were near and dear to me. I mean, they came to town every year and they did my show. So let's talk about giveaways and fun and the thing that I always wanted to do that I never did, which was sit on the end of the bench and have the confetti thrown on me or the water.
Yeah, the second chance promotion connected with this. Well, yeah, I'll give you that chance. You get the $2 Harlem Globetrotters ticket that's on sale, and you can enter the second chance promotion. And a few people are going to win a VIP experience where they will get to sit on the end of the bench next to the Globetrotters when they come to town. Now they're going to be at UMBC coming up in March, and we're going to send some folks there to have a cool experience and get to meet them and have an up close chance to watch the Globetrotters play, and a chance to see some real basketball talent, because you
Just
gotta
make sure the
imagine.
videographers are in on it when the magic moment happens and they get confettied. They probably get silly string now or something, right? I don't know what they do.
I'm
What do
not
they
sure. I haven't
do?
seen them play in a while, but imagine that the ball skills, the talent that you would need to have to be able to do that. I'm sure they practice quite a bit to be able to
Dude,
pull off
my
the tricks that
daddy
they do,
took
but.
me down to the Civic Center in about 74, 75. And we got there early. Like Marcus Johnson, I believe they had a dribbler that was unbelievable. We could slide and dribble, but the sharpshooters, the Steph, what we know Steph Curry to do now and AI to do, right? You know what I mean? Except if it's some guy in, some college that's making a half court shot or whatever for a car. But just in a general sense, I love, the Globetrotters have always been a cut above in skill and really entertainment. So, and we have an entertaining game that we're giving away, right? So, we're giving away some prizes.
Yep, that's a real cool second chance opportunity, and this is the 100th anniversary year of the Harlem Globetrotters, which is kind of hard to believe. So that's it's a really
Well, I've
cool.
been at it 55 years or whatever like that, when I discovered them in the wide world of sports as a kid.
So yeah, you got a chance to enter that all the way up through the 19th of January. So plenty of time to get in on it
All
still.
right, dude, raffle. We got to get raffle in, sort of last chance. I hope people don't hear this afterward, but like this is a really neat thing you've done. Our ads have been tied to it. We've talked about it. I even found the minute that I started talking raffle, I opened an old book and I had an old raffle ticket, from I believe it was Eastwood Little League. I don't even know what it was. It was a basket of cheer is what it was. Maybe it's Babe Ruth Museum. I don't know what it was. A couple weeks ago, raffle. Yeah, that's a unique thing. I've worked with the lottery a number of years, and this is kind of there's an expiration date, there's a pull, there's all of that. It's kind of an interesting way to do pricing.
Yeah, we haven't done one of these in a really long time, so we were looking forward to it. And I think there's been a lot of interest drummed up in it here in these last several days as we get in toward the last drawing. The final drawing is January 2nd. You've got through New Year's Day to buy your tickets. And any ticket that you've bought since the beginning of raffle sales on November 3rd is good for that last drawing on January 2nd. So that day, we're giving away one prize of $1 million, 10 prizes of $100,000 each. And then another 10,000 prizes that range from $50 to $500. So lots of chances to win. We got a maximum of 325,000 tickets available, and we're getting down to the last couple
So
of
how
days.
does this work? If people have tickets right now, what happens? And they go to MD Lottery, but give me the lowdown if I'm holding a ticket right now. And they were $20, right?
Right. The tickets are $20. You can get them at any lottery retailer. And what'll happen is on January 2nd at about 2 o'clock that afternoon, we're going to reveal all of the winning numbers. You'll be able to find them on the raffle page of mdlottery.com. We'll also have information posted on our Facebook page revealing that $1 million winning number. But all of the winning numbers are going to be available at mdlottery.com on the raffle page. The page will also have a search tool that you can use. So you can type in the number on your ticket and see if it's a winner, but then you'll be able to actually look at the entire list of all the winning numbers as well. But rather than having to search through 10,000 winning numbers, you can type your number in and you'll be able to see if it's a winner. And of
Do I
course,
get balloons and fireworks if it wins like I
if
do
as
on my
always, yeah, I was
app?
about to say on the Maryland Lottery app, you can scan your ticket after 2 o'clock on the afternoon of January 2nd, and you'll be able to see on the app whether it's a winner or not as well. So,
Oh,
lots of ways to find
okay.
out. So,
All
but
right.
you can see the winning numbers yourself. If you want to build up a little suspense, you can come to the website first and take a look. But you can also scan your tickets with the app or at any lottery retailer to find
Look,
out if.
man, I have no energy to trash talk you to start the year, and this has been at least educational, on this Pittsburgh. I thought we were going to go Pittsburgh, right? And instead, I'm really learning. Like, I wondered. I'm like, how are they going to do? Like, so the raffle, like when you're at the bull roast, they yelled a name, and they,
They
hey,
yell the
she
number,
here, nobody,
yeah.
hey, we're going to pick another winner. Hey, you know how that worked,
We have a
so.
few too many winning numbers to be able to do it that way,
Yeah,
so.
well, I was wondering because I knew you had a whole bunch of, I don't want to call them secondary prize. I won $100. I feel good about it. And certainly if I won,
It'll be
50,000 or 100,000, it'd be a lot better,
the $100,000 prizes, but 1,000 prizes of $500 each, and 3,000 prizes of $100, and then 6,000 prizes of $50 each. So, plenty of chances to win, and a pretty good percentage of the tickets that have been sold are going to end up winning prizes. We've been saying it's your best chance to win $1 million because
But
it's a.
if you don't sell all the tickets, the chances go up even more, right?
Yeah, exactly. Because
All right, we'll
we're
get out there and
drawing
get
the
them.
winning numbers only. People have been asking us that for clarification because, again, we haven't had a raffle in a long time, so
It
people aren't
ends.
used
It
to it.
just ends. That's
But
why I'm
yeah,
saying, like, with the
the
Raven
winning.
second chance, with this, I give it to you. You can win in February if I hand it to you. 181 days, right? Is it?
182 days, yeah.
Yeah, all right, Claude. That's why I have you here. But
But yeah, the raffle winning numbers are all in all drawings have been selected from the range of numbers that have been sold as of the drawing date. So whatever our sales number is as of the cutoff through the end of New Year's Day, that's the range that we draw from. So if we don't get all the way to 325,000, there will not be 325,000 numbers in the pool of potential winning numbers. Then as you said, the chances of winning get even better. So you got your chance over these next few days. If you're hearing this before January, before the end of New Year's Day, you can buy your tickets through New Year's Day and get in on that.
All right, Seth Elkin is here. He communicates for the Maryland Lottery. He roots for the Pittsburgh Steelers because you're not a yinzer, right? I asked Charlie Batch this, like, what qualifies? Like, if anybody asks if I'm a Baltimorean, sure, yeah, you know what I mean. I'm gonna say yes, but what makes a yinzer? Because I'm not really a Hun, although I could be one if you need me to be one. You know what I mean? As
I
the sun
think,
comes into my eyes.
do you think dialect has a lot to do with it? Like if you have the dialect, that's how you're identified. Because I don't, my parents were not from Pittsburgh, so I didn't grow up here in the Pittsburghese in the house, but I had
Okay.
a lot of friends whose parents were from the area and spoke Pittsburghese, and I heard it a lot. So I think I picked up some of it that way. But yeah, I think dialect has a lot to do with it. If you sound like you're from there, then you're a yinzer.
You know what? There was a referee the other day in the NFL. I don't know who I don't know. I'm not familiar with all the referees, but when, when he was first down, and I'm like, oh, dude, like I heard it and I'm like, it doesn't take long. I mean, Bill Cowher, people that have it can't hide it. You know what I mean? They just can't. It's
there
like the
was a
Orioles manager with the New England thing. It's insane. You know what I
there was
mean?
a referee, a longtime referee, and I think he had a son who was also a referee, Hockley, Ed Hockley.
Ed Hockley, the
Ed
muscles.
Hockley
Yeah.
Myron Cope used to call him Ed Hockley Broccoli, because
Dude, I
that
was
he
doing
would
my Myron
Pittsburghese the
Cope
name.
accent this morning, like in a funny way in my mind, and I do a really good Myron Cope. So, anyway, Seth, I'm not going to do it for you because I'm. It is sad that we lack energy about this huge game, right? Like, I know when a game starts on Sunday, we'll be there, and it won't records won't matter, and they'll throw away the rule book, and it'll be pandemonium, and like, it'll be a typical 19-17, 6 minutes left to go, Renegade coming. I don't know who's gonna win. It's gonna be that kind of game, right? I
That's
mean,
about what I expect
we
in what.
deserve that. And you know what? You're gonna fumble three times. We're gonna fumble three times. We're gonna miss kicks. I mean, stuff's gonna go. I mean, it's just gonna be. I just don't see this crisp, clean 28-24, classic football. I just don't see it being played that way, Seth.
Yeah, it's going to be ground and pound because the Steelers will not be able to throw the ball. I just hope that the version of the defense that faced the Buffalo Bills about a month ago is not the one that shows up on Sunday, because that's going to be embarrassing. If the Buffalo, the Buffalo Bills ran for 249 yards in that game. That's the most rushing yards that a Steeler defense has given up in a home game in 50 years. So they said Tomlin said they were going to be a historic defense. They've been historic in all the wrong ways in a lot of cases this year. So this is why I don't have high expectations. But you're right. When game time gets here, you put all of that stuff aside, and for 3 hours you suspend your disbelief and you hope for the best.
Coach G, you can't let the Raisins come down here and stick it to us with the defense. You gotta stop them from running the ball. You gotta stop the King up the middle. They got their backup quarterback in there. Is that decent?
Yoy and double yoy.
Is that good?
That's pretty close.
Yeah, that wasn't bad. That wasn't bad. I do it better. If I had my terrible towel here, if only I had my. I
You
have a pink terrible towel. I do.
do
I
know that this.
got it on one of the pink games when I went in. They gave it to me in the press box. And so yeah, I love my trips to Pittsburgh, and I'm actually going to the game on. I'm going up on Sunday night. So,
You do know that this is the this week past week was the 50th anniversary of the debut of the terrible towel in 1975 for a playoff game.
well, we're
So
not coming down there for the falling water. We're coming for the football. I met Myron Cope once in like 96, 97, very early on, Vinny Testaverde kind of era when Rod Woodson was still a Stiller, back in the Carnell Lake. I was telling my wife about, how sometimes in old holiday tales, we tell the old stories of the old fan. I told the story of when the Ravens beat the Steelers in 96 at Memorial Stadium on a rainy day, had no business beating them at all. And then, of course, there's a story of Cordell Stewart running, still, I think he's still running, like 300 yards. He was running up Ellerslie Avenue by Memorial Stadium last I checked. That was for the coach. Seth Elkin is here. He communicates with them. Did I leave anything out as we, oh, this year, next year? Lottery tickets you win this year, still good next year. Not, it's 182 days. Everything's good. But in a general sense, a happy new year to you. And I'm sure we'll have some fun in the new year beyond the Harlem Globetrotters. And
We've got we're always looking at ways to innovate and add some new wrinkles, and there'll be some fun things coming during the course of 2026. We got some interesting things that we'll have to tell you when the time comes. So
listen, if the Ravens somehow win and the Steelers are, don't be mad at John Martin because the Browns beat the Steelers last week, okay? I mean, it's like, I can't get involved in this. Cincinnati and Cleveland, I got to leave them out of this week. It's just us. It's just Ravens and Steelers this week. It will be fun on Sunday night. And you know what? It'll be, and I've said this all week, whoever the coach is of the losing team and the quarterback and the did, and like, it's bad when you lose, and it's even worse if we run for 300 yards again against you guys and knock you out of the playoffs. But I would say this, If you get a home game next week, it fixes things for Steelers fans or Ravens fans. I will say that. I don't know if you could complain if you make the playoffs. I'm not going to allow it. I'll say that, especially when a lot of things went wrong. And I wouldn't want to hear it in Pittsburgh either. Steelers are hosting a playoff game next week. You better damn well be grateful. All yins in that. Right?
Yeah, I think that's a message worth delivering.
All
It's
right. And Aaron Rodgers coming up to the line of scrimmage and audibling out of plays that's a message that's scaring the heck out of me. I'll tell you that. Seth Elkin is here. He communicates with the Maryland Lottery. So do I. I have candy cane cash tickets. These, when people scratch them, they sniff them. They really do. I have a handful of these left that I'm going to get into the crab cake tour. I have some dates coming in January. I'm waiting to see what's going on with the Ravens and the postseason. We will be doing a cup of soup or bowl in five locations first week of February for the Maryland Food Bank. I had John Maroon on. Acosta's talking about that as well. So please gamble responsibly on all of this week. If nothing else, it's I feel irresponsible watching it sometimes because I get so nervous. I have my Fred G. Sanford meme wearing the Lamar jersey saying this is the big one. But this is the big one. We're going to the confluence. Everybody's all in, including Seth Elkin at the Maryland Lottery, and all of us and yins as we wish you all a happy new year and a Festivus for the rest of us, and hopefully something good in the new year. Stay with us.